We conclude that the area under the process path between the initial and final states is the amount of work done on the surroundings during the process. Now, I hope it's clear to you that the path that the process follows from 1 to 2 can dramatically change the area under the curve. The area could be 0 if the path went down to P equals 0 atmospheres, and then right to V2, and finally back up to P2. Or the area could be huge if the path went up to, say, 1,000 atmospheres, and then moved to the right to V2, and finally down to P2. But in any case, areas are always positive, right? So how can work ever turn out to be negative? Well, if we integrated from 2 to 1, dV would be negative, and the integral would actually be the negative of the area under the curve. So, although area cannot be negative, integrals can. If you integrate in the positive V direction, dV is positive, and the integral is equal to the area under the curve. But if you integrate in the negative V direction, dV is negative, and the integral is equal to the negative of the area under the curve. Do you understand? Just be careful with this.